Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Derek Gerlach is in the fight of his life, and he's only 10 years old. The boy had a golf ball-sized mass at the base of his skull removed late last year. He's recently returned from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester after his first round of radiation and chemotherapy treatment. He rang the bell at Mayo, surrounded by cheers and support. He's currently at home resting with his parents and his dog by his side. On January 25th, a group of storytellers gathers in Flandreau for a fundraiser for Derek's ongoing fight against cancer. It's the second installment of Plains Speaking People. Radio broadcaster, author, and storyteller Mike Henriksen joins us now on the phone from Del Rapids with more. Mike Henriksen, welcome back to In the Moment. How are you?
Well, I'm well, Lori. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to make it in. We've had about 4 inches of snow here in Dells, and it's now starting to blow. I can tell you a reference that you will appreciate. Our neighbor has a lamppost, and my wife says every time she looks outside the window when it snows, she's reminded of Narnia.
I have a lamppost, too, for the same reason. So, yes.
So, and also, before we get into Derek's story and the storytellers, I need to ask a favor or actually find some information. What do I have to do to get on your list for year-end music review discussion? Because that was great. That I listen to the show all the time, but it's like, I've got some.
Yeah, we're going to have to expand that. So there we go. We'll put you on the short list and get back with you.
Okay.
Pay attention to what you've got. Yeah. Now some more voices.
Well, they say the average person, once they hit 35 or so, never listens to any new music. And that's... That I find that incredibly dull. I don't know what I would do without hearing new music or even new music from old artists. So
there you go. All right. Let's talk about Derek. So tell me about the family first of all, and a little bit about his ongoing journey, because it's been, it's been emotional even from the outside to sort of watch when you're close to the situation, so much more going on.
It really has been, and especially when you consider Shane and Danelle, his parents. Shane is originally from Flandreau, which is why we're doing the event there, but they just recently moved to Del Rapids. But both of his parents are actually provide care to other people, and it is the second major hit that the family has taken, as Danelle went through breast cancer a year ago at this time. So when Derek, the 10-year-old, was diagnosed with a brain tumor, it was phenomenal. But the battle that they have been fighting, it's truly one of those things that you have to live through to understand. Otherwise, you can feel empathy for the situation, but the roller coaster of emotions has just been phenomenal for the entire family. But the motto that they chose was "Fight, Derek, Fight," and in the town of Del Rapids, despite the fact that the Gerlachs are relatively new here, have really surrounded them with an awful lot of support, and including Derek's fifth grade class has been especially good at supporting him as well. So it's really been heartwarming to see all the different folks that have stepped up and offered to help out in different ways.
A few things that you think about when you have someone going through a cancer journey. Obviously, Derek's mother, Danelle, went through everything that she did, and therefore Shane is going through it with her, and her boy was going through it with her. But when you're 10 years old, all those treatments, all those things that you're really asked to do, are approached a different way. It can be such a bigger obstacle when you haven't quite even grown up enough to understand, that this pain, this suffering, this thing that you have to do is going to, you're going to get to the other side of it. So handling the cancer journey as a 10-year-old is quite a blow.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. My grandson just turned 11, and the other one is 9. So I certainly have a feel for Derek and for that age and how they view the world. And I do know that it has been very, very nice. Derek is actually named for Derek Jeter. Shane Gerlach is the biggest New York Yankee fan that you will ever meet. During the course of treatments over in Rochester, there were actual members of the New York Yankees who called to chat with Derek, which was just such a special you know, moment for him. But yeah, to try to see, you know, because when you're 10, a week seems like forever,
right?
You know, and so from that standpoint, it just is so heartbreaking.
And then the other thing is when you have this class of fifth graders, of really how much, you know, the ripple effects of what everyone has to process and learn and figure out and deal with is another added layer. And in a community, a close community like Del Rapids, you know, particularly in these South Dakota communities where people do, you know, gather together and support one another, all kinds of
That's
challenges.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, really, it forces an entire group of kids to really grow up faster than we want them to.
Right.
You know, because of the fact that they're exposed to the horrors that life can indeed bring. But you hope that at some point you're able to protect your kids as long as you possibly can for that. But not only have they, you know, learned about it, but they've really embraced it and have just done phenomenal things, including presenting Derek with the quilt that they had all pitched together to make. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Shane Gerlach is known, you know, for many things, also for his work at SuperCon. And you can really see, you know, here near the Sioux Falls SDPB studios, Bread and Circus is right next door for lunch. They've had Fight Derek Fight wristbands available there for some time. Let's talk about Plain Speaking People and how this fundraiser, you know, got connected, you know, with Shane. He had been a part of it before, and now this is sort of the second installation. Tell us about the fundraiser event.
I'm happy to. Yeah, and I know that you had Kim Bartling on when we first did this last June, the first weekend in June, as a matter of fact, June 1st, I think it was. Kim Bartling, it's basically, this was inspired, the Plains Speaking People was inspired by the Moth Radio Hour on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, which is
right.
Just a fascinating show. And frankly, when the Moth came to Sioux Falls, a few people that went were a little disappointed that there weren't any South Dakota. There wasn't any South Dakota or regional representation. And so Kim kind of decided, well, let's do it ourselves, shall we? And so we did. And I have to tell you, Lori, I've been a part of an awful lot of events in my life, and that is one of the most amazing nights that I had ever heard, because the stories and the people telling them were so divergent. The power of the spoken word, every now and then I use the phrase, you know, the spoken word is still undefeated. You know, it goes back, even when they were, you know, scrawling things on the sides of caves, the predominant history has been preserved in various cultures through the spoken word. And so to have people telling, J.T. Nelson telling about why he decided to move back home, and Shane Gerlach talking about the organization of SuperCon, and a mother talking about having to give up her daughter for a time. I mean, they were so and some were hilarious also. it really runs the entire gamut. And so when we did that, it was fun. And when this situation came up with Shane and with Derek and Danelle, I just thought, you know, I know some people that we could get together. Where can we do it, and who's available, and we can raise some money here, because we also enjoyed the experience ourselves. It's 10 people. Well, we'll have 8 at the Flanders show, but each story is only 10 minutes long. And so it's just a chapter of people's lives. But I reached out to Shane and I said, hey, Shane, if we all got together and did that, would that be okay? And obviously he said, fine. And the Crystal Theater in Shane's hometown of Flandreau, I got in touch with Dan Sutton up there, and he offered to not only provide us the venue for free, but also the board of directors are going to be helping that evening, selling raffle tickets, and I think there's concessions, that sort of thing. Will Prines is joining us, the outstanding musician. He'll play for about a half hour prior to the storytellers beginning, and then he'll play during intermission as well. So it's really come together. Not all of the 10 originals were able to join us, but we have some wonderful new folks that are joining us instead.
What kind of stories are on deck? Is there a theme for the night? Is it people bringing just the, you know, the full range of humanity in the stories that they want to tell?
Yeah, there isn't a theme, but yeah, it. Well, my story is about hauling hogs to Chicago with my dad in Thanksgiving weekend 1971. Okay, there's nothing inspirational about that story. Doug Lund is going to be joining us, the longtime Keloland anchor. I have no idea what story he's going to tell.
Yeah,
I think that's part of the fun of that night was the fact that we didn't know what was going to be shared, and so it was brand new to all of us, audience members and performers and more. Melissa Riggs Johnson, I had from Oh My Cupcakes, I had to follow her. We'd been giving each other a hard time about the fact that, you know, neither one of us wanted to follow the other. And she ends up telling just this heart-wrenching story. And she comes off stage and I gave her a big hug and I leaned in and I whispered in her ear, "Damn you, because I have to follow that." To which right. She laughed. But yeah, so I think that's part of the fun is just the not knowing.
Right. And this notion of the audience and people coming together, not only because they care about Derek and they care about the family, but they also are willing to come. There's a $10, you know, suggested donation at the door. Of course, you can give more at that point. And all the proceeds, right, go to the Gerlach's medical funds
every single dime is going. And we've even had a couple of people who have donated quilts. They didn't know how else to help. They wanted to help, so they donated a quilt that we're going to raffle off that night just as an added bonus. And if that doesn't scream South Dakota and Midwest, I don't know what does. So, you know, I can't help it. It's like they probably would have also wanted to bring a hot dish, but I don't know if that's, you know, possible. So they're bringing a quilt.
So this is about Derek and this is about Shane, but it's also, I'm just thinking of this plain speaking people or in general, and this notion that as we continue to gather together and hear those stories that, like you said, are our own, they're coming from our friends, our neighbors, the people that we know. It seems like there is something building there as well with sort of, you know, what this group of people is able to do.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, frankly, by the way, Lori, you would be wonderful at this, and I would love to have you be involved in a future event. It's just powerful. Sarah Schanzenbach was in the last show. She's not able to join us this time, but she told a story. I've known Sarah. She went to college with my son, and I've known her for about 20 years or so. And she told a story that I had never in my life heard, and it was a major part of her background. And it drew us closer. And that's really, communication is supposed to make us understand better and hopefully draw us all closer, get us on the same page. That's really what plain speaking people is all about.
We hope to have many more of these conversations with you and others, storytellers. It's Flandreau Crystal Theater, January 25th, 7:30. The stories start, but you want to be there by 7 for pianist Will Prines. And Mike Henriksen has joined us on the phone from Del Rapids. All of this goes to the Gerlach family and their son, Derek. And on listen.sdpb.org, after the program, we'll post this and we'll put a link up to the event, which also has a link to the GoFundMe campaign. So if you can't be in Flandreau and you still want to help out the family, we'll give you a way to do that. Mike, thank you so much.
That's awesome. Oh, thank you for the time. I so appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you in person the next time.
Absolutely. We'll see you then.